Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. I want you to listen to this exhortation that I'm going to bring to you. In the last broadcast, we started a series on faith. We went to the faith of David, King David. And we want you to learn a little bit from some of these things that we are talking in this time. We talk about the faith of David against Goliath. In chapter 1 Samuel chapter 17. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we saw how David was sent by his daddy to the midst of the army of Israel to go deliver some food for his brothers or his big brothers. And when he came there, he found that Goliath was boasting and bragging. And we pointed out some things about faith. The first thing we pointed out was that David was anointed already by the servant, by the prophet of God, and being anointed by the prophet Samuel, he had the Holy Ghost already moving upon him. Now, that separated him from the rest of his brothers. However, we in this end time that are following the Lord Jesus Christ have the Holy Ghost already given to us individually, especially when we have been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I pointed out in the last broadcast that if you are a believer and you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you ought to be baptized in the Holy Ghost and with fire, according to the Bible. In Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist mentioned that Jesus Christ will baptize us with the Holy Ghost, and he is doing the same thing as many as we call upon him. He that asketh, receive it. Now that we have the Holy Ghost, we should also be as strong as David or more, because the Holy Ghost is in us, as David also was anointed. Now, I said when David found himself before Goliath, and he heard Goliath boasting and bragging and defying the army of Israel, the holy anger in David was roused up. In similar manner, we that are believers, anytime we find ourselves among ungodly people and they were boasting and bragging about their sin, holy anger should rise up in you and in me to resist them, to rebuke the devil, and to correct the sinner. So let our light shine. It is darkness that should withdraw and not light. When light shines, darkness should withdraw itself. So when you are listening to me, if you are a student and you are in the midst of unbelievers and they are boasting and bragging of sin, ungodliness, you should rebuke them and not be afraid, not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The Bible said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to as many as believe it. So don't be ashamed of the gospel that you are holding. Don't be ashamed of the life of Christ. Don't be ashamed of the holiness that you have accepted. And you have to tell others to accept this same holiness. And don't go and hide your face. Don't go and hide your head. They should be the one to withdraw, being ashamed of their sin and of their ungodliness. But you should be saying the truth to them in love. Okay. And the other thing we mentioned in that story was that David started confessing and acknowledging what God has done through him. That type of testimony will boost not only the faith of David as he remember what God has done through him in the past, it will also boost the faith of those who are listening to him. And that made King Saul to even support his going. No more, to as far as King Saul was concerned, it was no more a risk. Why? Because he knew that God is able to do anything through anybody that God chooses. And once David gave testimony how God had done something like that, killing the lion and killing the bear with his bare hand or with a rock or with a stone, Saul was ready to let David go. Now we come to the point where David now was standing before the Philistine. And I'm going to start from 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning from verse 38. After David had said, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Now in verse 38 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, and follow with me as you read these stories. This is more like a teaching about faith and how to exercise our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, so that our faith can bring forth virtue and bring forth results. According to what Peter wrote, Peter said, above all these things, add to your faith virtue. That is, let your faith begin to produce results. Let your faith begin to produce substance. Add to your faith virtue. Now let's go on. He said in verse 38, Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David gathered his sword upon his armor, and he said to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. So David put them off him, and he took his staff in his hand, and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he held, even in a strip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. In a short, after a while, they started noticing that something is going on among the armies of Israel. They started seeing that something is going on. Maybe somebody is about to accept the challenge, so they are waiting to see what's going on. There will be some rumbling. So, and then when they wondered, they saw somebody coming forward to accept the challenge. That was when Goliath came forward. And when Goliath came forward, he saw that just a young man coming forward. He was surprised, and he disdained David. And verse 43, and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his goats. And the Philistine said unto David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Now this is where I want you guys to also learn something here. What I said in the last broadcast, I have repeated in the beginning of this broadcast, is that faith must confess itself. It is one thing to have a dormant faith. This is how to start your engine. When I said in the last broadcast, I said faith can be potential energy. Every one of us that have already filled with the Holy Ghost, we have a potential energy in us that God has put in us by the Holy Ghost. Now potential energy will do us no good if we don't move. Just like if you have a big rock that is standing on a cliff, that rock will not do any work as long as it's just standing on that cliff. But the rock, because of the weight of the rock, there's a potential energy that is built in that rock. Now, when you can push the rock to start moving and it's rolling down the cliff, nobody better stand in the way. If you stand in the way, it's going to grind you to powder. And that is what that rock is, because that's now potential energy being converted to kinetic energy. And that is what we are talking about when it comes to faith. The anointing of the Holy Ghost upon every believer is potential energy. But as long as you are just dormant, not doing anything for Jesus, and not confessing your faith, you will not be moving anything. You will not be doing anything for Christ. However, this is how you begin to start your engine, by confessing your faith, by confessing the truth, by confessing what God has done for you and what we believe God can do through you. Just confessing the power of your Jesus is enough to begin to start the engine moving, so that your potential energy is now being converted into kinetic energy. Now let's see how David started it right here. When he was standing before the Philistine, David said this. David said to the Philistine in verse 45, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Now that is confession of faith. It has not happened yet, but David was confessing what he is asking for, believing that it will be so, just as he mentioned. And you know, everyone is listening. Amen. Praise the Lord. Heaven is listening. Praise the Lord. And that is what God wants to hear from your mouth, O Christian, confessing the power of God. That is what God wants. And God is not wanting you to say it in fear or in trembling. He wants you to be bold enough, ready to die if it does not happen. That is what I want to point to. Before I go further in this story of David, let me point to another example of this confession of your faith in the book of Daniel. Because when we say everyone is listening, God wants every believer to be bold to confess him like that. And when we do that, God will show that he has the power. Say, if you have the boldness to and the fearlessness to stand for God, God has the power and the supernatural means to stand for you and to make your miracle happen. We can see the same example in the book of Daniel. When the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, stood before Nebuchadnezzar the king, after they refused to bow to the image of Nebuchadnezzar, and the king summoned them and said, "You guys are going to be thrown into the furnace of fire unless you recant and bow right now." Now, and I read the same thing that this Hebrew student said, which is the same type of testimony of confession of your faith that we are talking about. I said, this is how you start your engine, your faith engine running. Because potential energy is what every believer has when you have Christ in you. When you have the Holy Ghost in you, you have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, and you are a believer in Christ, you have a potential energy. But you have to begin to convert this potential energy into kinetic energy when you begin to move for Jesus. And how do you start doing that? You start by confession of your faith. Confessing the positive, what you expect to happen, what you believe for. Confess that it is so and it shall be so. Don't be afraid to die for it, because that is how we overcame the dragon. And I will read it to you again in a moment in the book of Revelation. Well, how the saints overcame the serpent or the dragon, according to the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, the Bible said, they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb of God, by the word of their testimony, that is the confession of your faith I just mentioned, and they loved not their lives unto the death. And for you to be able to confess the positive that you have claimed, for you to confess victory that you have claimed, that you are believing for, you must not be afraid to die if it refused to show up. And Jesus Christ said, heaven is listening, watching to see your activation of faith, whether it is genuine. Is your faith genuine, or are you trembling and afraid, or you're saying with one side of your mouth, the other side saying that no, I don't want to do this? Now let's see here. In the book of Daniel, we see another example here. In chapter 3, Daniel chapter 3. After Nebuchadnezzar told these three Hebrew children that if you don't bow, you will burn, here is what they said to Nebuchadnezzar. Chapter 3 verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, that is, if you throw us in this fire, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king." Now, verse 18 is very, very important. And he said, "But if not what? That is, if God does not deliver us, if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Now, those are the two sides of God. They are confessing that our God is mighty and powerful, he can deliver us. And they also said the other side, in case God decided not to deliver us, we are still not going to bow to your image. That is, these three Hebrew children were ready to die, and they were not afraid of death. And that is what the Bible is talking about when it said in Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 concerning the saints at this end time that overcame the dragon. It said, and they overcame him, chapter 12 verse 11 of Revelation, and they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. We need that to be able to overcome the devil. And that is why we are talking about King David in this story today. King David was not afraid to die. If you are afraid to die, you will not be bold enough to confess what has not happened yet that you are believing for, like David was confessing it right now. Listen to it again, what David was saying. Because this has not happened yet, and he was coming against a man that has a sword and a shield, and that was almost twice as tall as him, twice as big as himself. And David was confessing this before the Philistine, saying, "You come to me with sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." That was 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 and 46 said, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand." Now, David was confessing that God is going to do it. And he was not afraid, in case God didn't do it. Because faith should just confess positive, forget about in case it does not happen. You are ready to suffer for the consequence. That is faith. Be ready to suffer the consequence in case it does not happen. That is what God has taught us about faith. And I will give you a personal testimony so that you may know and understand what it means to doubt. And I will give you in a moment after I read this passage what it means to doubt from a personal testimony. You'll be able to see the difference between faith and doubting. Now, he went further in verse 46. David confessed again. He said, "And I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and I will give thy carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, unto the wild beasts of the earth, and that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." Now you can see now he's not boasting of himself. You have to boast of God. He said, "He that glory, let him glory in the Lord, that he knoweth God." So David was pointing to God of Israel right here, and that is one thing you have to remember when it comes to confessing your faith. Make sure you are not bragging in yourself, but boasting in the Lord, boasting of the power of Jesus. He is able to save and to deliver, and he has the choice. If he decides not to come down to save, we are still not going to bow to the image. We are still not going to back off from the devil. We are going to confess our Jesus to the end. That is the faith that we overcome at this end time. That is what we are pointing out here. That is, they love not their lives unto the death. Verse 47 went further, and David kept on confessing, and he said, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Well, you know that, like I said, the heavens was listening. Heaven was listening. And after he confessed it, God said, "That is my man, and go forth and do it for him." And we know the rest of the story. David made a single stone slung. When he slung that stone, it was like bullet, and it was guided by the Almighty God's hand. It went straight to the only uncovered side of the uncovered part of Goliath. Even the shield that went before him couldn't stand against it, and Goliath went down dead. That was faith, the exercising of our faith. Like I said, what is doubt when it comes to doubt? How does doubt manifest? Let me give you a personal testimony, perhaps that will make you to understand what doubt could be when it shows up, and what faith is, how you can let your faith overcome doubt. I will give this testimony to the glory of the Lord. In one particular time, many years ago, I had to drive my car to a spot and then walk a distance because the car would not go to this place. I needed to go tell one of our church members about baptism that we needed to do, and the fellow would be one of the people to be baptized that second day. And when I drove to how far I could go, and then I was to walk about half a mile or one quarter of a mile to this lady's house. In fact, she was one of our sisters, so that I can tell her that she needed to get ready for the baptism the following day. As I was driving, I noticed that the rain was the cloud was dark, and it was going to rain. And as I parked my car and I was about to go out, I prayed. I said, "Lord, let the rain not fall before I go to this lady's house, because I have to walk at least one quarter of a mile to get to her house and then walk back into my car." I prayed and said, "Lord, I don't want this rain to fall until I have gone and come back into the car." And after I prayed, I wanted to come out of the car, and then a voice reminded me that, oh, by the way, I had my umbrella in the car under the seat. I normally had one umbrella, and it was under the front seat, but I actually didn't remember it on that day. Neither did I even think about it when I prayed and commanded that there should be no rain. But as I was about to go out of the car, the voice reminded me that, oh, remember, your umbrella is under the seat. And I reached out my hand to grab the umbrella, and then the Lord spoke to me again. I said, "If you pick up that umbrella You just nullified the prayer I prayed. Now I had to stop and think about it. I said, wait a minute, eh? What was the voice that reminded me of the umbrella? It was the devil's voice. And remember that the devil will use something like that to make us to doubt. What was doubt in that? If I have taken that umbrella, that means I doubted my prayer. Because what I prayed was that I do not want the rain to fall until I have gone to that house and come back into my car, so that I could walk that distance and come back without being wet by rain. But if I have picked up the umbrella, that means I canceled the prayer and I wanted the rain to fall, because umbrella is man-made means of protecting against rain. Now you see where doubt comes in, or where technology can make you to even doubt your faith if you want to exercise faith in God. And technology tells you that you don't need to exercise faith. Here is technology that a means of doing it without using spiritual means. Now I stopped and I said, well, it's either I'm going to damn the consequence and just leave the umbrella. And damning the consequence means I was ready to be drenched in the rain if the rain refused to obey me, or I should succumb to the fear and just pick up the umbrella in case it rained. Now what will you choose? Now that is the difference between faith. That is what our doubt manifested. Doubt manifested there right now to take the umbrella, while faith said if you pick up the umbrella you nullify your faith of authority over the rain. Now on that day, this is what I chose. I chose to leave the umbrella there, and I said to myself, I am ready to be drenched in the rain if you refuse to obey me. And I went on walking to the house of this lady and came back, and God honored that faith, and there was no rain. Now that is what it means to exercise your faith against all oppositions or doubts that can come from suggestions by friends, suggestions by technology, suggestions by other believers that wanted to make you doubt your authority or your prayer, or doubt your faith in God's provision. So this is what faith means, and that is what doubt means. You have to be ready to die for what you are believing for. That is how God in heaven will make sure that you don't die, but you will live. Because Christ also said it this way, he that keepeth his life shall lose it, was what Jesus Christ said. And he that loseth his life for the kingdom of heaven's sake shall keep it unto life eternal. That is, if you are trying to save yourself, like me trying to save myself from the rain on that day, I'm trying to pick up the umbrella, he said, then you will be losing your life, because the rain will have come so heavily on that day to blow the umbrella away. But if you lose your life for Jesus, that is, you are ready to die, you are ready to be drenched in the rain, you are ready, whatever is going to be the repercussion, should in case the faith does not work, you are ready to suffer the consequence, Jesus Christ said, then he will be ready to make your faith work for you. Now you can see why many times people's faith never manifests result, because they are undecided. They were not ready to suffer the consequences of faith that refused to manifest result. If your faith does not manifest result, that is going to be a consequence. However, if you are ready for the consequence, exercise your faith anyway. And Jesus Christ is looking for those who are not afraid to confess him, even in the face of the sword. That was the faith of the first church, the apostles. All of them stood firm, ready to die for their faith. And many of them died for their faith. But God demonstrated his power through some to make the world to know that our God, whom we serve, is still able to save us, even in the from sword or from crucifixion. Because we read the story of John the Apostle, that he was not able to be killed until they have to exile him onto the Isle of Patmos. And the same faith is being manifested, and God is still saying, even at this end of the world, he wants us to begin to exercise this kind of faith. Christ said, will I find faith when the Son of Man shall return? Yes, he will find some. But what kind of faith will he find in you that is listening to me? It is time for you to begin to exercise your faith, to believe for the impossible, to be ready to suffer the consequences, even if faith, if God refuses to show up. That is what it means to say, they overcame the dragon, the saints overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb. There was the blood of the Lamb that washes our sins away, so that God can even listen and look at us. And by the word of their testimony, our confession of our faith, even in the face of the sword, that we confess that Jesus is the only way and that he is the Savior of the world, and we're not going to back off from that confession, and that we love not our lives unto the death, no matter what the world turns into, no matter who are the people that want to confront or kill us for confessing this, we are ready to confess it till the end. That is how we will overcome the devil. And it is time for you that listen to me, choose this day whom you will serve. Make up your mind to follow Jesus Christ. And when you do that, he said, he that confesses me before men, I also will confess him before my Father and before the holy angels. But he that denied me before men, I also will deny him before my Father and before the holy angels. It is time for you, believer that is listening to me, to decide to deny or to confess Christ. If you confess Christ today, ready to stand the test, because the time is coming when there will be persecution and there will be a test for those who are believers to stand, or whether you're going to stand or you're going to deny Christ. But that time is coming so quickly. At the end of this world, there's going to be another type of persecution. Will you be able to stand? But stand right now by today. Begin to confess your faith. As you do it now, it will be easy on that day when the real persecution comes. And Jesus Christ is telling us right now that the time is short. And he's looking for faith. Say, will he find faith when he shall come? And we're asking you right now, are you ready to confess Christ even in the face of the sword? Make up your mind to stand for Jesus. It is those that are actually standing tall in the face of ridicule, standing tall, confessing their faith in Christ, confessing the fact that they are going to live a holy life no matter what the world has turned to, no matter what the darkness and the corruption in the world, that we are going to live the holy life and we're going to stand for Jesus. It is they that are confessing that, not being afraid of the repercussion. These are the people that Christ will stand for. And he will say, we will not die. And he will say, we will not be killed. Why? Because he has the power. He has the keys of death and of hell. And we want you to write to us so that we can help you with some more literature. This has been Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 30387, Phoenix, Arizona 85046, USA. This has been Evangelist Julius Adewumi of Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 30387, Phoenix, Arizona 85046, USA. I want you to write to me so that I can send you some more literature that can help you with faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And they that believe in him must believe that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He will reward you if you diligently seek him and if you stand tall for his cause. And you stand and not be afraid, not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and ready to die for your faith. Those are the people that he's calling at this end time. And these are the people that are going to overcome the dragon at this end time, because it's going to get darker and darker in the world. You have seen all the ungodliness that is in the world. It's going to get worse. But this is the time for the saints to let their light shine more and more. When the light is shining more, there will automatically be a confrontation with darkness. The wicked, the sinners will confront the righteous. There may be a lot of persecution. There may be a lot of being mobbed by the ungodly. But this is the time for the saints to stand tall and not be afraid to die for their faith. And this is the type of people God is calling for. That's why the Bible said, we overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb of God and by the word of our testimony. And that they love not their lives unto the death. That is, we are not to love our life unto the death. And Jesus Christ has already abolished death, because he is going to resurrect all the dead very soon. Now, write to us so that we can send some more literature. Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry,
Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050.
God bless you. And we shall send you some more literature. If you have access to internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. Gospeldistribution.org. You can send us email and ask questions, and we shall send reply to your email. Email to webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And God bless you. And Jesus Christ is asking you, will he find faith when he shall come back? What type of faith will he find in you? Think about it, and God bless you.